If we had the worst situation and the Russians did decide to invade the Baltic states, NATO would be perfectly capable of pushing them back out again in the longer term. By longer term, I mean after several months. You would more likely see a situation as we did with, say, Iraq and Kuwait, where Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Yeah.
And the Russians made all sorts of the Americans made all sorts of clear signalling that Saddam Hussein failed to respond to, and he was thrown out. Now, the Americans were in no position to throw the Iraqis out in the first few weeks or months. It took them some time to build up the capability, but the Russians are in severe inferiority to NATO forces in the main, in the whole. It's simply that if the Russians chose to, tomorrow, to invade the Baltic states, they would be perfectly capable of invading and occupying those states. So from a military perspective, the Baltic states are very vulnerable. Now, so you posit, would a nuclear weapons defend against that? That my response immediately is the Russians wouldn't necessarily believe that nuclear weapons would be used in response to an invasion of the Baltic states. It's not the most credible part of NATO's deterrent capability. NATO's deterrent capability resides in a whole variety of capabilities to build up and then push back. But if I were in charge of the Baltic states today, it wouldn't be a Russian invasion I'd be worried about. I wouldn't be worried about a similar situation to Crimea. It's a completely different situation. What I'd be worried about is the eating away. In fact, I wouldn't even be worried about a Ukraine-type situation. Little green men. I'd be much more worried about the takeover of my economy by Russian economic interests and the control of my political economy by people, institutions close to the Putin